Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show.
Do you see what I'm talking about? Every single decision he postponed. This guy's the most indecisive boss I have ever worked for. Why can't he decide? We've laid out all the data he asked for, and he keeps stalling. I'd rather just hear a no than talk about it anymore. I mean, here's the thing. There's no downside. It's a no-brainer. What should I do? How do I help my boss make a frickin' decision?
Hey, it's David, and you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Hey, welcome to the show. Today's episode, we're in season 16 talking about what do you do with an indecisive manager. Can be very frustrating. And of course, season 16, we are entirely dedicated to powerful phrases that are going to help with these situations. Partly celebrating the launch of our new book, Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict, What to Say Next to De-Stress the Workday, Build Collaboration, and Calm Difficult Customers. And pretty excited. We've had a great launch a couple weeks in now, and the book has been doing really well. Number one in a couple of different categories, best new release in workplace conflict and some human resource categories. And so today we're talking about working with an indecisive boss. But if you have not checked out Powerful Phrases yet, in the book you'll get over 300 actual phrases you can use in a variety of different workplace conflict situations to build trust, de-escalate drama, make better decisions, have more joy in your life. These are not exaggerations. It's what the tools actually help you achieve. I keep getting asked, David, is that available in audio, ebook, Kindle, what have you? And the answer is yes, all of the above. You can get it paperback, ebook, and if you're listening and you like listening to books, Karen and I narrate it in the audiobook format. So if you like what you hear in this episode, grab your copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And again, let me know if there are specific conflicts or questions you have that I can answer for you in a future episode of the show. Love answering those questions. You can do that at letsgrowleaders.com. You can go to resources and podcast, and you'll find a big orange button there. Or you can go to david.dye@letsgrowleaders.com. Send me an email at that address, and I will look forward to addressing your topic as soon as we can. All right. What else can I tell you? I think it's time to get into working with this indecisive boss. What are we going to do here? So let's acknowledge the reality of things. If you're trying to move fast, it is so frustrating when you've got a boss who's slowing you down. And you don't know why it's happening. It could be they're dealing with issues that they can't talk about yet, or maybe they're managing multiple stakeholders. Maybe they're a paralyzed perfectionist and they're scared about getting something wrong. So to begin with, you want to use some powerful phrases to understand where they're stuck. And we got to get curious here. So going back to our four dimensions of collaboration, transforming conflict into productive, healthy team collaboration, works with your manager too. So we're going to start by getting curious about where they're stuck. Here's some examples. Have you tried anything like this before? How did it go? Or maybe you can just be direct. And if you've got the relationship, you've invested in that connection, can be super helpful. Hey, what's causing your hesitation here? Or you might go with, who else needs to be involved in this kind of decision? Or what do you think your manager would be concerned about here? Taking it up a level to help them think about that. Now, you're not going to use all of those at once. You're going to choose one or two that might be appropriate for your situation. And then listen very carefully to learn what's causing your manager's hesitation. At this point in the conversation, if nothing you've heard makes you think differently about your request, the next thing you want to do is invest in some clarity. So again, our four dimensions: connection, clarity, curiosity, commitment. So in this conversation, we started with curiosity. Now we're moving to clarity. So you might say, I see two options for what to do next. Explain option A, option B. And if you have a recommendation, be clear about that. I recommend we go with option A because, and then recap your rationale, do it concisely, and then ask, are you good with that? So when you're presenting an idea to an indecisive boss, don't talk conceptually. You want to be crystal clear about your idea, what it would take to implement, who needs to do what, by when, how we measure success. Get as clear as you can. Here's another phrase you might try. I'm concerned if we don't decide by a certain date, we'll face this consequence. And then describe the negative consequence, what's going to happen. And then you're going to invest in a commitment. Scheduling the finish. Can we schedule a time to make the final call? So all packaged together, that one again. I'm concerned if we don't decide by date, we'll face this consequence. Can we schedule a time to make a final call? Sometimes those indecisive managers are afraid of change because it just sounds like too much work. So if you can show how moving forward with your plan is easier than sticking with the status quo, you might help them get unstuck. Another way that you can help to navigate an indecisive boss is to help their decision paralysis by making the decision less permanent. Using something like, hey, can our team test this out? So that makes a bigger decision feel smaller. Let them taste the impact of a decision they can easily reverse. Have a new process? Try it with one team. Worried about the customer experience? Try your idea out with a small subset of customers and carefully monitor what happens. It's a lot easier to sell a pilot than to convince a risk-averse decision maker to make a fully permanent change. So I'll leave you with this thought. Remember that this conversation isn't about you, your manager, or even your relationship. It's about doing the right thing for your organization, your employees, your customers, and other stakeholders. And there's nothing more convincing than someone that's passionate about doing the right things for the right reasons. So give your indecisive manager a chance to know where you're coming from, get curious, get clear, move to commitment, give them a chance to sleep on it, then move to commitment. And if one conversation isn't enough, you might have to try again. And those are some powerful phrases to help you navigate and deal with an indecisive manager. All of these powerful phrases are invested in those four dimensions: connection, clarity, curiosity, commitment. And we had someone ask the other day, like, okay, you know, you've got so many different situations, different scenarios in here. What do I do if I have one of these that's not covered? And those four dimensions are your answer. You can always go back to those four. Anytime you're in any kind of conflict, guarantee you one or more of those four dimensions are involved. And you can look at where to invest in that conversation. Maybe you need more connection. Maybe they need to know that you really care. And none of the rest of it matters. Clarity isn't important right now. It's the connection that's what's vital. Maybe connection's good, but you're really not on the same page, and clarity is what's vital. Maybe you've got the clarity, but maybe you really need to understand where someone's coming from or look for some alternatives and get curious about, hey, what if we looked at this a totally different way? And sometimes you've done the work and you've had the conversations, but you just haven't made a good shared plan to get there. And in those cases, commitment's your answer. So no matter what type of situation you're looking at, those four dimensions will help you get there. And those four dimensions we covered back in an earlier episode this season, and they're available in your copy of Powerful Phrases for Dealing with Workplace Conflict. And if you've already picked up the book, thank you, first, for doing that. Really appreciate it. Second, if you would, you've read it, you've listened to it, however you consume it, go and leave a review. And normally I'm asking for reviews on the podcast, and we love those, absolutely. But right now, if you could only do one thing, help spread the word about powerful phrases for dealing with workplace conflict. These things work. They'll make the workplace better for all of us. The more people who know it, the more people who have the phrases, the better collaboration we have across the board, the more problems we're solving, the more positive impact we're having on the world. And you can help make that happen by leaving a review. Love your reviews on Amazon, Goodreads, Barnes & Noble, wherever you might leave a book review. All right, well, that is it for this episode. Help that indecisive manager take action. And until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.